Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast, episode 27, called Attorney and LNC Conflicts, When the Attorney is Angry. Hi, my name is Pat Iyer. Envision this. The phone rings. You can almost see the steam coming out of the attorney's ears as he emphatically tells you how upset he is with you. Why? One of the experts you supplied did not meet the attorney's expectations. Your report was late. The attorney was dismayed by the size of your invoice. Attorney and LNC conflicts may arise because of miscommunication and misunderstanding. In episode 26, Nurse Randy Kern gave an excellent presentation about handling conflicts. Here are some additional tips about how to deal with attorney and legal nurse consulting conflicts. How you handle an angry client will determine if he stays your client, leaves your business, or tells his colleagues not to do business with you. Oh yes, angry attorneys talk to spread the word about their unhappiness. I have found the first step in handling an angry attorney is to stop talking and let him talk. Don't interrupt. Let him fully air his concerns and grievances. If necessary, put your hand over your mouth so you throttle the desire to respond. It is so tempting to slip into apologies, explanations, rationalizations, and arguments. Don't do that in this stage. Often just being able to express his anger will result in the attorney calming down. Acknowledge the attorney's concerns. This shows that you have heard him. Empathize with him. We all learn this in nursing school, to rephrase what a patient is saying to show that we're listening. What are the next steps in the conflict resolution? Once the attorney has calmed down long enough to listen, say something like, "Let's talk about how we can solve this problem." By saying this, you're sending a message that you want to fix a problem. You shift the emphasis away from the attorney being the problem or you being the problem. The situation is the problem. Solving it is a shared challenge. Framing the attorney's unhappiness in this way reduces the adversarial nature of the discussion. Now that you know what has upset the attorney, determine if his concern is something that you can address on the spot or requires further research. You may be able to clear up a misunderstanding, but other issues require you to investigate or collect data. Suppose the expert is the cause of the anger. If the attorney is upset with one of your experts, call that person to obtain his or her side. Sometimes attorneys are upset about things that are simple to fix, like a misunderstanding about an expert not returning a phone call. I've seen situations where the expert says, "I left a message with a receptionist," and the receptionist did not give the message to the attorney. Sometimes attorneys are upset about more difficult issues like how the expert performed at a deposition. You'll need to dig deeper to address this problem. Suppose the lateness of a report has set the attorney off. There is a lot at stake in litigation. The attorney has invested time and money in a case before sending it to you. He's understandably anxious when your report is late. He may be facing a court-imposed deadline or a client who is calling him asking for an answer that only you can give. If your report is late because of a misunderstanding, determine what you can do to get the project completed. This is where LNCs have to cross from the employee mindset to the entrepreneurial mindset and do whatever it takes to complete the work, even if that means staying up late and working on weekends. Suppose the invoice has upset the attorney. When the attorney is upset with the number of hours you spent on a case, take a look at your invoice. What factors led to a large invoice? Were there a lot of medical records? Was it difficult to extract information from the records? Were they disorganized? Was there a mismatch between what the attorney asked you to do and what he thought he asked you to do? One attorney asked me to create a detailed chronology of all of the events associated with a specific time frame. When he got a 30-page report and an invoice for $3,000, he said he thought he would just get a summary, well, maybe 5 or 6 pages long. As hard as it is to do, you may need to write off some hours. This is what I had to do with this attorney, who eventually paid the bill, but never returned with more work. The key point in resolving attorney and LNC conflicts is finding out what is causing the upset and taking action to frame the issue as a shared problem that you want to resolve. You will not win all of the battles, but if you're skilled in handling angry attorneys, you will keep more clients and use the complaints as an opportunity to strengthen your business. But there are some attorneys that you need to drop. You've worked hard on your marketing to attract clients. You may be wondering, why should I drop a client I've worked hard to obtain? Some clients are not worth the effort it takes to work with them. Business owner nurse Cheryl Schoen recently referred to these as black hole clients. You give and you give and you give and they are not satisfied. How do you recognize these people? Low profit clients are always making demands on logistics, operations, or customer service. They want changes in your work product, but don't want to pay for the changes. They want immediate assistance, usually at the last minute, and don't want to pay a rush fee. They assume that they are the most important and maybe only client that you have, and therefore they are entitled to your immediate attention. You may attempt to justify keeping a low-profit attorney client. The attorney promises you more work or that he will share your contact information with others. You think that if you hold on to this client, it will get better. Don't hang on to a low-profit client. He or she is hurting your business in ways that are not always obvious. The attorney who is making unreasonable demands on you is preventing you from marketing, from running a more profitable business, or paying attention to the less vocal client. It is a rule of a legal nurse consulting business that new clients enter your stream every year while others drop off. Here's the solution. The sooner you address the behavior of the low-profit client, the better. Don't equivocate. Implement a price increase. You should do this for all of your clients about every year, and don't show favoritism by allowing the low-profit client to escape this change. Your price increase should apply to all your clients across the board. The client has the choice of paying the higher fee or walking away. If he walks away, you win, because you can now devote your time to other clients and to business building activities. If he stays with you, you've won because you've increased your prices and your profit. Define a rush fee and stick to it. Say no to impossible demands. Set limits on what you're willing to do for this client. If you get a call at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon with something that needs to be done on Monday morning, you can say no. You don't have to be reachable by cell phone in the evenings, on the weekends, or on vacation. I've talked to LNCs who have taken cases with them on vacation. They can't relax. The only way that you can lose is by allowing the low-profit attorney to continue to control you. It's your responsibility as the business owner to recognize that not every attorney who wants to work with you is your ideal client. You set the price. You set the limits on what you can do. Otherwise, you're at the mercy of an attorney who is likely to be a very good negotiator, but not someone you should work with. In the online training called Building Your Consulting Business with Ease, you'll learn more about how to deal with difficult people and reclaim your energy and make a lot of money as a legal nurse consultant without struggling and suffering. Get inside information that the speaker has delivered to IBM, NASA, Target, and many other companies with high-powered executive clients. Therese Sparby teaches people how to connect with their personal power and confront even the strongest of personalities to deliver simple, compelling solutions to difficult problems. You'll get tips on how to balance your current job and family responsibilities while building a business. Learn about awareness and choice, the trickster's triangle, and how to ask for what you want. This program is called Building Your Consulting Business with Ease, and it's available at legalnursebusiness.com/building. That's legalnursebusiness.com/building. And the program is Building Your Consulting Business with Ease. Thanks for listening today. I've enjoyed having you be with me. Keep listening to our programs. We appreciate it. We appreciate the comments and the feedback and the lots of energy that's coming from our listeners. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week with another program.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.